Samach Aleph. I think we're holding by the Dumos. We did the three Dumos. Right? How I said this. Yeah. So, Dugmo is Elo Mechichos, that's what we're holding?
Around there.
Around there. Okay, I pick up the different again. Was that being Abachol Maisa? Kimakara Maisa, no, it's someone to meet. So deep down, the motivation is Amida's Hein Hein Makara Maisa. So, there might be a catalyst. So, like the Maisa Shreb, right? The Makor was in the Mida of Kas. The catalyst was Timuaz Dina. They created a sheet out of it of Achrayas to their brother brotherly Achrayas, and then they did something, right? Or Karach, right? His shita was called in Kulum Kedoshim. So the catalyst, there is actually by Karach, there was the catalyst was the fact that he was jealous of the Nisius Shalai Safon. The root was Kina. He had a Bekar, there was another step to that. The Eino Hitosoi. Which means, for him to do it, there had to be another element of the catalyst besides the Kina. Was he saw a result for him in the future, which would be a reason why he believes he could do what he was doing. But upon the bottom line, Ashita, or Aspora Sikhla, she didn't know his head is Kadei Lanamik as a Maisa. He had to love the Shalamita. You should know that the Ashitas, or your reasons, are really because of your Mita. Ain Shita with apostrophes. Shein Mekarbamidus. The movement Shein Kamadurim and Shita's Allah. I'm talking about the person who learns through Torah. I'm talking about the person who comes up with an ideology. The ideology is rooted, you know, this Shita about this thing. I'm a very opinionated person, right? So where do you get your opinions from? Usually it's rooted in the Midas. Mam Shemafel is a Midas. What would set it going? B'dar klal matzav kitzorni. K'mat ein Midas miseres Midas miseratzma. B'lid gar min achutz. Usually there has to be some type of catalyst which will set it going. Okay. So here's the challenge. So you ask the person what caused it. Usually the person will focus in on the garment he's signing. This happened, or this I saw the situation. So that's why I did it. Or that's why, you know, it brought my shita to the fore, etc. So I'm focusing on the uvda, I'm focusing on the shita. The reality is the problem is the meter. You know, as the belt says, when the person tells you it's the principle, right, you know automatically, usually it's not the principle. If the principle of the matter, you know you're in trouble. Or the, what is it? Says the reason they were able to time because everything that they did was shame mode, was a shame shemayim. But haste. It's, you know, this is, you know, the correct way to help people is to make them self-sufficient. You should not give them any support, let them die in the streets, because that's not, you're helping them, because that's how they become self-sufficient. It's a shame shemayim. Or the belt says it in another place. The shame shemayim, several niskayim. Mechugas are the two parties involved. They're both the Hashem Shemayim. You can guarantee that mechugas is going to stay forever. Mechugas about something else. They'll make up eventually. But over here, it's a shita. Forget it. You're stuck. Now, okay, B'yosan was son of Leib Uvda. Let's focus on the interesting fact. He told me, "Moitzus lo hamido shisar alifo, eiz achiza matzdikas pulosa." There's a strange thing which happens. Right. Let's present, right? So I have an anger problem. So a person says something to me which gets me upset. So I respond angrily. Okay. So why did you get angry at him? Well, he said what he said. The reason I get angry is because I have an anger problem. And if he would tell me he said it, he wouldn't understand that that's not right to talk to people like me like that. If you know it's not right, people have, they push it, they don't have any direct errors. Like, whoa. The reason why I said anger is because I have an anger problem. But that's not what I'm going to say. Not to you, but not to myself. Right? I'm going to come up with something to matzika as a pulos. So even if there was something which was, there is a truth to it. So our starting point is something which is true or correct, because we're smart enough to understand that you build the edifice totally on something which is not true. Forget it. I can't even convince myself that it's a good idea. But if I find something which al pi emes is a valid point, I just then contort it into my needs for now. So I lose, I don't recognize the fact that I'm contorting, and I say, well, al pi emes. I told you that the nature of a human being is that he does not perceive himself as a bad person. Nobody can live with himself as a bad person. If I perceive myself as being totally ra, totally, I can't live with myself. I believe he was the savior of mankind. He believed he was a good guy. Matter of fact, he was a tzaddik, as far as he's concerned. He was saving the world from the scourge called the Jews. See, he's a tzaddik.
No.
Lavan, right? Yaakov says the bracha mitzvotah. I tell you, the tzaddik says, what do you expect to gain? You know, he's like angel you. He says, Lavan's a good guy. Lavan's not going to fool somebody. If you didn't say which layer you meant, said also which rocha you meant, so I'm taking the terms of the deal. If you tell me rocha bichum tana, then I'm not going to attack him. Of course, I'll do the right thing. Lama says, listen, I bet him. I have no choice. Lo yasikim come in. It's been a gemokim. This is the man 11. You know, then they forced it on me. Right? He's not a bad person. Dale Carnegie in his book How to Win Friends. So one of his points over there is that nobody perceives themselves as bad. So you point on somebody that you think that they're bad, forget it. Lost any influence on the person. If you see him how he sees himself as a good person, then you have a chance of affecting us. So he gave some examples of these people who were like to the whole world known as criminals, and their mind they were good people. You know, they had delusions. They believed they were good people. They had no choice. You know, they were hounded by society. You know, pass an example. He says he once went to Sing Sing. Remember Sing Sing? Sing Sing was one of the top maximum security federal prison, Alcatraz Island. Right? The worst criminals are stuck there. Right? He spoke to the warden. The warden says they all think they're good people. Everyone has a good excuse. Everyone has a rationalization or excuse or an explanation why he had the choice but to pull the trigger or whatever it was. You know, explode the bomb under these 17 people. So, Calvin Kramer, we're not talking about, you know, depraved minds. We obviously were almost positive. Usually when we found an element which it has truth to it, and we stick to that beyond its parameters.
That's only when it's created.
Okay. Now, and from that vantage point, either it's matzik what I'm doing, or it's even makai what I'm doing. It's hakahir to do it. When I realize I'm making that type of connection and I have this tzedek explaining what I'm doing, I should stop and check that out. The Gias will allow me to pervert something which seems to be Emes. And it is Emes, but not now. But in my mind, if I don't sit there and actually think it through deeply, the result will be that I'll be fooled. Karach was a Shoshelis. I was a Shoshelis Yotzim Ibona. It's a Dafka the kudus hamitzvah, but hatzedek he the kudus mesukenes. For people like us, what's going to grab a person of the stature of a Karach was the tzedek shiva. What's going to grab the meraglim was I'm protecting Klal Yisrael. So we need to check out, that's the spot we want to check out your mice. But then the outside matzav is what turns it on. Certain things generate certain responses. In this case of matzah, if we look over the situation, if they on the Gionu Elov, before we get there, and we estimate, and we're in our minds, ask ourselves, what do we think might, what type of a reaction might we have to the situation? What type of emotions will we feel? Native of those, we should know for sure. Ki ois semira paelus mikubeno oz. Afmul and afton bukla. If we are mashari that it could happen, you can pretty much bet your bet the last dollar it will happen. Even if we ourselves can't even tell you exactly that it did happen afterwards, but you can be pretty confident that it did. The kind called the biyotla mira shechali tzara ve'eza matziv rehi misereres bevada. maisa shenas roisim matzav nevei mitoy chamila ahim. And we have to choishes that that's what's happening. We're concerned that if we become satiated, the reaction will be, I lose my feeling of being totally in a Kodesh Baruch Hu, unless I make it a conscious effort to prevent that. With these all, it was so much. Who garm shows his egg? Over there, Rabbi Ainar Ri noyem mitech kuba shel tevin and mitech kuba shel bas. The Ri feels confident to roar when he has a basket of meat in front of him. Rabbi Moshel Adam echad chayla ben herkitzah v'sacha hechiloi v'hishkeyu chal kisal sevaroi. See, made him look pretty, washed him, anointed him with nice oils, gave him to eat and a drink, gave him a purse of money around his neck. What do you want from him? The matzav gar will have. So Moshe Rabbeinu's argument to Kadosh Baruch Hu was, you put them in the matzav, which the result is almost automatic. Now it's not automatic. There's midas. Yes, but the global point is the matzav will be the midah. That's almost a guarantee, unless you do something very, you intervene to stop it from happening. Harbor Yaldus Oysa, Harbor Shkenim Rahroim Oysa, Kimatsa, who are maybe the name, Isarus and Shalmidas. Now, you can't shift it off and say, I'm not culpable for what I did. The point is, we need to know that there's an automatic trigger from the matzav to the result. If we don't want that result, we better make sure that we're not in the matzav, or we make a conscious decision to prevent the trigger. And too many times we say, I don't believe that the matzav will cause the result. It's not going to affect me. That's what he's trying to perform. That's not true. You're fooling yourself. It will affect you. You might take it. What was the mice with the regalapion and the bucket domes for the tasna? The bucket. What? Yeah. Right. The bucket. The bucket park season came and he used to go to relatives, family, simple, more modern relatives. So there's going to be a. Mixed dancing there, or there's going to be people that are dressed properly, etc. But don't worry, it won't affect you. So Yael Apion yelled at him. He says, I'm 90 years old, I'm blind in one eye. And I walk on the street, I tremble with the possibility of being Nikshel. And you telling me that you're 22 years old, and you're going to go to a situation where there are people that are not dressed properly, it's not going to affect you. You need a doctor. You must be sick. I'll call a doctor for you. That's a mail up, yes. I think the order was he said, I'm going to call a doctor. He says, what are your doctor for? He says, you need a doctor. You're not healthy. Well, you just told me you're not healthy. Right? So, if we fool ourselves, forget it. We have no chance of winning. If a person understands that the situation is going to cause certain meanness and misery, then he can, then at best, he can take steps to try and mitigate the results. But if we don't accept this premise, we're lost.
So he's saying the mice, he's saying two eights, he's saying the vulva. in terms of, he's saying, what he said in the last paragraph was to,
to see if it's really the Nekudas HaTzedek,
and the other thing he's saying is to recognize the fact that you're for sure going to be
the matzah will, once you can be mafkin what types of results the matzah will affect, what type of meters will bring out, you can assume that it's going to happen.
And there's two ways that a person could attempt to overcome.
There are two steps in the process of overcoming the results, the incorrect results. Now, a lot of times, like, you know, to go back to Shimon and Levi, right? So, the ultimate Kalam with him said, you know, the challenge, the purpose of learning Musar is the training process. Over here, okay, I can expect that I'm going to go out to this wedding and there's going to be people there which are not dressed properly, and I'm going to be affected by it, and what do I understand? Okay, this is obviously safe, right? And the meaning of tzaddik is, listen, it's a very close relative, and I have no choice, and my parents are going to set up me, I have to go, it's Kiddush Hashem, it's a mitzvah, I have all the cheshbonos, good, right? That's different than, you know, Shimon and Levi are out in the field working. All of a sudden, they felt that their sister was seeming to not be so. So the Baruch Hu threw it at him with no prior warning. It wasn't like, you know, I thought it through beforehand. So the Altman Kalam says, you know, the purpose of learning Musar, because of working yourself, is that you should never be caught off guard. The guy works. The SEALs, the Navy SEALs. Your training is to never be caught off guard. There's nothing I didn't think of the possibility. Your job is to be always aware that you'll be thrown a curveball and be ready to think about and deal with the curveball. Right? Well, that's life. We're all SEALs, you know. Right? That's it. We don't have a right to say, well, I didn't expect to be, you know. Right? We can exonerate you a little bit. You know, obviously it's harder. The historian is greater, so you're held less culpable. What do you mean you were prepared? The relates to the Levine's itself. It was Rav Chaim Levin Shlita's father. Leif Levin was a Kelmer Talmud in the Kelmer. Then he came to America. He became a rabbi in Detroit. Over 50 years, he was involved in rabbis in Detroit. He was for a very long time. He was the head of the Bada Rabbanim in Detroit. So this is in the 40s and the 50s and the 60s and the 70s and the 80s. It was a horrible situation for rabbanim in those years. They're very difficult years. You know, nowadays, being a rabbi, you know, nowadays it's not easy either. But you know, forget it then, it was like horrible. Like, you know, people were challenging who knows what, trying to move the shuls to out of frum kind of thing. It was a horrible situation. When he was nifter, one of his colleague says, and I worked with him for 50 years, I never once saw him get upset. He says, the most trying situations. I once asked him, how's the possible? He says, I learned to come from Mount Grant. I spent 7 years at Kelm working on Minutas. So, it's ingrained in me, Minutas and Nefesh. Nothing mild. That's a phenomenal statement. To be able to do that. But that's the point of the Musar, is that this shouldn't happen to you all of a sudden. So the Baal HaBos comes in and, you know, makes a comment to you, you know, which is totally inappropriate. And you're in a Rav, and, you know, and you're this Kader Rabbanim, and, you know, and etc. So how are you going to react? Through no sound. That's what he was. That's a mind boggling. Most of us, that's, you know, we might. Sometimes we'll control ourselves, sometimes we won't control ourselves. We'll say something not as maybe as forcefully as we wanted to say, but so much more than we wanted to say. I've had a situation where, you know, something bothered me, so I didn't say it totally. But I made like a joke. The person got the message that I'm upset. What I accomplish? The person knows that I'm upset. What I accomplish with that? Probably nothing. Probably made it worse.
Kids.
Yeah, very excited.
Yeah, I'm not an angry person, but kids just break down.